North Star Restaurant Lounge in Benton.
One of your most important investments is your vehicle. If you need work done on your vehicle, the place to go is the Armstrong Service Center in Armstrong. The Armstrong Service Center is your tire headquarters with great low prices. Bring your vehicle in for any repair work from a service job to a wheel alignment. The Armstrong Service Center is also your Sinclair dealer. Give them a call at 712-868-3142. The Armstrong Service Center at the corner of Highways 9 and 15 in Armstrong.
Hi, my name is Chris Hart. As the owner of Cornerstone Insurance Services, I realized that one of the most important things I could offer to my clients was flexibility. It's why I became an independent insurance agent. I like the idea of being able to shop your needs to find the best deal and the best value for you. You are not captive to a specific insurance company, which means one thing. You have options, and options are always good. If you'd like to see what options we can do for you, let's talk. I'm Chris Hart, Cornerstone Insurance Services, Sway City.
If you're looking for an experienced auction company to conduct your auction, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Falsch Auctioneers of Fairmont has a combined experienced team of over 100 years. Auctioneers Jerry Clark, Dave Gurdett, and Steve Falsch are here to help you. Whether it's a farmland, farm equipment, house, household, or antiques auction, contact Jerry, Dave, or Steve for a free consultation. Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Falsch Auctioneers of Fairmont.
A big bank can deliver the products you need and the convenience you expect. A small bank can make you feel like family. At Fidelity Bank and Trust, we don't think you should have to choose. Your hometown bankers have roots here. We understand the community and why you want to live here. Because we live here too. We're big enough to deliver, yet small enough to care. Fidelity Bank and Trust, your hometown bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft wishes the North Union Warriors good luck in the tournaments. Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
And we are back in Armstrong. Let's take a look at your starters for tonight's matchup between Belmont Clemmy and North Union. We begin with the visitors up on the scoreboard. The Belmont Clemmy Broncos. Number 21, Quinn Gabrielson, 5'8" junior. Number 24, Billy Steenblock, a 5'7" senior. Number 30, Kaylee Cooler, 6' junior. Number 31, Addison Lamb, a 5'8" senior. And number 50, Chloe Hobscheit, a 6'1" senior for the Broncos of Belmont Clemmy. Now for the Warriors of North Union, their usual starters. Number 11, Ainsley Ulrich, 5'5" freshman. Number 12, Libby Stevens, 5'7" senior. Number 15, Ava Steinberger, a 6' junior. Number 21, Olivia Merrill, 5'11" senior. And number 23, Naomi Jones, a 5'7" senior for Dr. Merle Tigas and Joel Clokey and the Warriors of North Union. North Union 16-5, Belmont Clemmy at 12-10, and we will come back with basketball. North Union and Belmont Clemmy in the regional quarterfinal from Armstrong in 3.5 minutes. You're listening to Warrior Regional Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go. They have the latest performance data to help you choose the right corn products for each of your acres. Results start with industry-leading genetics. Next, thousands of local on-farm trials uncover more insights to maximum yields. When it's time to go, call Brad Eichenberger at 515-320-2055 or Wade Mueller at 515-777-8056. Your local Pioneer sales professionals at Eichenberger Seeds, serving Ledyard and Lakota. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Steeline Cooperative is accepting applications for bookkeepers at our Ledyard and Marna locations. This is a full-time position with full-time benefits, including competitive wages, health, life, dental, and vision insurance, PTO, paid holidays, 401k, and clothing allowance. Applications are available at any of our locations. Pre-employment drug screens are required for all full and part-time positions. State Line Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer. This is Kim Fay for State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Diana Johnson has great weight loss results at TAFE Wellness Center. In 4 months after using tirzepatide with weekly injections for the recommended 3-month program, she lost 30 pounds and had her body fat reduced by 5.9%. So in a short 3 months, her confidence grew and she's so happy with the results. The best part is after being off the injections for over a month, she's maintaining her weight loss. TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona, online at TAFEWellnessCenter.com.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
And we are back at Armstrong as our national anthem is being played. We'll be back with more in 1 minute here on KBEW.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
United Hospital District is growing. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Megan Eitzman, a family nurse practitioner who is now seeing patients in our Blue Earth Clinic. Megan holds a Doctor of Nursing Practice degree and specializes in family medicine with an interest in preventative medicine and women's care. To schedule an appointment with Megan Eitzman in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
And we are back here in Armstrong, and again, let's take a look at your starters for both squads. Again, for Belmont Clemming, Quinn Gabrielson, Bailey Steenblock, Keely Coolers, Addison Lamb, and Chloe Hobscheid. And for North Union, Ainsley Ulrich, Libby Stevens, Ava Steinberger, Olivia Merrill, and Naomi Jones. North Union, 16-5, Belmont Clemmie, 12-10, coming into this regional quarterfinal. The winner has a date with either Emmitsburg or Pocahontas area in the region semifinal, which is scheduled to be here in Armstrong, coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And if the Warriors are here for it, we'll be here for it as well, back on 98 Country, coming up here on Friday night at 7. It will be Gabrielson jumping for Belmont Clemmie. It will be Merrill jumping for North Union, and we are just about set to get this one underway. We began with the Iowa Boys District last night. We begin with North Union Girls Regionals tonight here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM KBEW Blue Earth, Minnesota. Libby Stevens has it for North Union. Top of the key, basket to our right. Fires back to Ulrich, now on the left wing. Ulrich right back up on top here this time. Fires back over now to Jones on the left wing. Drones to the top of the key, gets it off to Libby Stevens. Back to Ulrich on the right wing. Up on top now to Stevens. Back to Ulrich on the right wing. Back to Stevens. Stevens fires back over to Jones, left corner. Gets it back here now to Stevens. Back inside to Steinberger. Back inside Stevens. Stevens will try to go in for the layup. It's blocked. Rebound taken here by the Broncos. We go the other way. Gabrielson puts it up underneath. That's no good. Rebound taken here by Ulrich. Down now to Stevens on the left, on the right side rather. Stevens top of the key here now for the Warriors. Fires back over to Jones. Left corner. Back inside Steinberger. Dribbles. And she's called for double dribbling. Steinberger called for double dribbling. And it'll be Broncos basketball. It's going to be Coolers with the inbound. Or check that. That's going to be Lamb with the inbounds pass here now to Gabrielson. Gabrielson down court this time out of Steenblok. Back to Gabrielson. Back now over to Steenblok. Gets it across the timeline to Hobscheid. Gets it back now this time to Gabrielson on the high post left side. Taken now by Steenblok. Back out this time now to Hobscheid. Hobscheid now with it. Going to get it back out this time here. Here's a three-point attempt for Lamb. Is no good. Rebound taken this time here now. We're checking that. That is Lamb with the shot and the rebound taken by North Union. Up on top here now to Libby Stevens. They reset the offense. Stevens back at center circle to the high post left side. Goes back out now to Ulrich on the left wing. She dribbles it right back up on top. Goes to Jones. Right side up on top. Ulrich for three. No good. Rebound taken by Ulrich on the left elbow. Back out this time now to Stevens on the left wing. Stevens, cross-court pass. Jones takes the baseline from the right. Turnaround, layup is no good. Rebound taken by Merrill. Merrill gets it right back out to Ulrich for three. Left side up and in for Ulrich. Ainsley Ulrich for three. 3-0 Warriors up on top. They come out with a full-court press. With it here now is going to be Steenblok. Gets it down court now to Coolers. On the left side, up on top this time to Steenblok, back to Hobscheid, right side, up on top to Gabrielson. Gabrielson will drive, shoot, block that time here now by Merrill. Rebound taken by Ulrich. We go the other way to Stevens on the high post. Now dribbles it to the top of the key and resets the offense here now for North Union. Back out to Ulrich, taken now by Stevens on the high post, left side, getting it back this time here now to Jones up on top, Ulrich. Ulrich top of the key, back out to Jones on the right wing. Jones looking back inside, now she's going to dribble again, right back up on top to Ulrich. Down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Fires back to Stevens on the high post left side. Stevens, cross-court pass. Here's Ulrich going up on top. With 2 seconds, they don't get a shot off in time. There's going to be a shot clock violation here now on North Union. It's going to be Bronco basketball. Bronco basketball, Lamb will attempt the inbounds pass here this time here for Belmont Clemmy. And they're going to bring Sheely Walters in here now for Naomi Jones here now for North Union. And as I mentioned here, it will be Lamb with the inbounds pass this time. She gets it into Gabrielson, back to Lamb. Down court this time to Coolers. Coolers back out to Lamb to the baseline. She shoots so good. We got a foul on the shot block that time on North Union. And guilty of that one, it will be Olivia Merrill, her first, the game's first, with 5:08 left to go in the first quarter. And we have a pair of free throws coming up here now for Belmont Clemmy. First one is up and in and out, no good. At the free throw line, it's going to be Lamb here now for the Broncos. Second free throw coming up here now for Addison Lamb, 5'8" senior for Belmont Clemmy. That one is up. That one is good. Lamb gets it to fall that time, and it's 3-1. North Union up on top with 5:06 left to go now in the first quarter. Up on top, Lamb. Back to Walters in the high post. Left side. Up on top, now to Ulrich. Ulrich back out this time here. Now to Stevens. Good to go back inside to Merrill. Loose basketball and taken away this time here now by Belmont Clemmy. Steenblok with it. Going to get it off this time here. Now to the far side to Lamb on the high post right side. Gets it back over this time now to Steenblok. Or check that, Gabrielson up on top. Coolers back inside. Bounce pass back out to Steenblok on the right wing. Getting that one back off this time. Going to get it off on top here. They fire around the perimeter with Coolers with it. Now with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Three-point attempt that time is no good here by Gabrielson. Rebound taken by Stevens. Front court basket to our right this time. Fires back out to Ulrich on the left wing. Right back up on top, Stevens. Stevens back to Walters on the high post. Right side, right back up on top here is Ulrich. Ulrich now with it. Looking back to Gabrielson, right corner. She takes the baseline up on top to Ulrich. Ulrich will drive. Now kick it back out to Walters now on the right wing. Walters, cross-court pass. Stevens for three. Got it on the, from the left side. Stevens drains a key three-pointer for North Union. And it's a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 3:54 left to go here now in the first quarter. And our score, North Union 6 and Belmont Clemmy 1. We're back with more from Armstrong in 1 minute.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality base oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
3:54 left to go now in the opening quarter, and a 6-1 lead for North Union over Belmont Clemmy. Inbounds pass this time goes to Gabrielson. Off this time to Lamb. Down court this time now to Coolers. Back out this time to Lamb. Lamb down to the baseline. All right, back up on top to Hobscheid. Up on top to Lamb this time. Lamb with it now. She tries a three. That's no good. Rebound. Fought four, and we got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession. We'll go back here now to Belmont Clemmy with 3:35 left to go in the first quarter, and a 6-1 lead for North Union over the Broncos. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Addison Lamb here now for Belmont Clemmy. Basket to our left this time. Up on top this time. Going to be getting that one up the steam block. Here's a three-point attempt. Good that time here now. And Lamb drains that three-pointer, and she's got all 4 points now for Belmont Clemmy. Back now on the front court. Basket to our right now. Here's Ulrich on the right wing. Up on top, now to Walters. Back out to Ulrich, left, right side. Looking back inside, ball knocked out of bounds off of Belmont Clemmy. Back to North Union with 3:14 left to go here now in quarter number one. 6-4, North Union leading, that is, Belmont Clemmy. Up on top to Jones. Jones gets it back off to Stevens. Now back out to Walters on the right wing. Walters up on top to Ulrich. Back to Walters on the high post right side. Walters goes back out to the wing. Knocked out of bounds that time here now by Gabrielson. It goes back here now to North Union. Sub time number 22. Kaylin Morris into the ball game for the first time tonight. And Kaylin will come in here now for steam block. 6-4 our score. North Union up on top. 3 seconds left to go on the shot clock, and the shot put up from three by Ulrich is no good. Rebound taken by Lamb. Front court basket to our left this time. Lamb puts it up underneath. No good, but they're going to call a foul here now on Olivia Merrill. Olivia picking up foul number two here now for the Warriors. She'll have to come out, and Ava Steinberger will check in here for her. At the free throw line now for a pair, going to be Addison Lamb here now for Belmont Clemmy. Jim is very, very quiet. First free throw for Lamb is no good. Steinberger will come in now for Merrill for North Union. Second free throw coming up here now for Addison Lamb for Belmont Clemmy, 5'8" senior here now for the Broncos. And Lamb will have a second free throw coming up. And everyone says, shh, in the gym. Next free throw for Lamb is good. Lamb going 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line. She has all 5 points for Belmont Clemmy. It's a 6-5 lead for North Union. Stevens on the high post, left side. Stevens, top of the key, fires back out this time out of Walters. Walters dribbles it right back up on top. Now back over to Jones, to Walters. Walters back over to Stevens now on the right wing. Now to Walters, finds an open lane, drive, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by Belmont Clemmy. Coolers with the rebound. Here's Lamb in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Back to Albert to Gabrielson. Looking back inside now to Lamb. Lamb turn around to Cooler. She shoots. No good. Rebound taken here now by Libby Stevens, North Union, fires back over to Ulrich on the left wing. Ulrich back over to Stevens now. Stevens, top of the key, goes back right side, Walters. Underneath, off to Steinberger, knocked out of bounds by Belmont Cummy. It goes back to the Warriors with a minute 55 left to go here now in the first quarter. And a 6-5 lead here for North Union over Belmont Cummy. Inbounds pass to Jones underneath, shoots no good, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for North Union. Foul going to be called here now on Coolers. First foul of the ball game here now for Belmont Cummy, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Naomi Jones. First one is good. Naomi Jones with her first notch in the scorebook. 7-5 North Union on top. Second free throw coming up here now for the senior Naomi Jones. That one is up. That one is good. Jones goes 2-for-2 that time from the free throw line and extends the lead to 8-5 for North Union. Loose basketball. Ulrich gets it, throws it up from underneath and in. Ainsley Ulrich up to 5 now. 10-5. North Union up on top of Belmont Cummy. Coolers fires back to Hobshite right side. Hobshite up on top to Lamb. Lamb this time gets that one off here now to number 22, Morris. And a shot put up that time by Steenblock is no good. Rebound taken by Jones. He go the other way. Back over now to Ulrich. She gets it before it goes to the bounce up on top. Walters goes to Stevens now on the right wing. Up on top, Walters. Walters with it now. Back over now to Ulrich on the high post left side. Goes to Libby Stevens for three. Right corner, no good. Rebound taken here now by Morris for Belmont Cummy to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Here's a three. It's up and no good here. And now another shot underneath is no good. We've got ourselves a whistle and a foul going to be called here on Gabrielson. And Gabrielson will pick up her first personal foul. Team second foul of the quarter with 55.4 seconds left to go now in the first. 10-5. North Union up on top. With it here now will be Jones, top of the key, getting it back to Stevens on the high post. She brings it back to center circle, resets the offense here for North Union. Getting it back out now to Walters. Walters up on top, now to Ulrich. Ulrich now with it. Looking back inside, Walters goes in, shoots, partially blocked, out of bounds, off of Belmont, coming back to North Union. Subtime. Hannah Nielsen will check in for the first time for Ainsley Ulrich. Nielsen, a 5'11" junior here now for the Warriors with 35.2 seconds left to go here in quarter number one. 10-5, Warriors up on top. Nielsen launches one from the right wing, no good. Rebound taken here now by Morris for Belmont Cummy. Down court to Gabrielson. Gabrielson to Coolers, back up on top to Lamb. Shot clock shut off with 20 seconds left to go first quarter. Lamb back at center circle. Resets the offense. Fires back out to Morris on the high post left side. Gets it off to Hobshite. High post right side for three. No good. Rebound taken by Stevens. 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Here is Walters getting it off this time now. Walters will try a three at the buzzer. No good. That is the end of the first quarter. Our score after one, North Union 10, Belmont Cummy 5, quarter number 2 from Armstrong in 1 minute here on KBEW.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides. The Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Back in Armstrong, second quarter just about set to get underway. North Union leading Belmont Cummy 10-5 in this regional quarterfinal matchup here from Armstrong tonight, as it will be Ulrich with the inbounds pass to Jones, and we're back underway with the second quarter. Jones on the top of the key here now, fires back to Ulrich on the left side. Ulrich brings it up on top, gets it back out to Walters on the left wing. She takes the baseline, shoots off the glass, no good. Rebound, Lamb, Belmont Cummy. Down court to Gabrielson, up and good. Gabrielson gets that one to fall for the Broncos. That's her first deuce of the night. 10-7. Warriors up on top. Here's Ulrich up on top. Now to Walters. Walters now with it. Can they get it back off? Now to Nielsen. High post right side. Up on top, Walters. Walters looking inside to Jones. Jones back out now to Ulrich for three. Right side, no good. Rebound snatched away that time by Jones. Up on top, now to Walters. Walters fires back out to Jones on the left wing. Jones drives, shoots, and scores off the glass. Naomi Jones, a hard-fought basket that time here now for North Union. And it's a 12-7 lead for the Warriors. Taken away this time and out by Jones. Jones all the way up, and a foul going to be called on the block. Shot-saving foul that time going to be called on Lamb. And it's going to send Jones to the free throw line here now for North Union with 7:02 left to go in the first half. And a pair of free throws coming up here now. First foul called here on Jones. First foul of the quarter here now on Belmont Clemmy. The first free throw for Jones. Rolls around the rim and out. 12-7. Warriors up on top. Libby Stevens back in now for Hannah Nielsen now for North Union. Second free throw coming up here now for Naomi Jones. That one is up. That one is no good. And the rebound taken out of Belmont Clemmy. Here's Gabrielson down court. Fires back underneath the hop side. She busts open and she puts one up and in. Chloe with her first deuce of the night. 12-9 now. North Union up on top by three. Ulrich on the left wing. Back out to Stevens, top of the key. But goes back now to Jones. Up on top, Stevens. Stevens back left side now to Ulrich. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Launches it now to Walters on the right side. Walters called for traveling. Fourth turnover on North Union in the ball game. It's 6:35 left to go in the first half, and a 12-9 lead here now for North Union over Belmont Clemmy. The Broncos have the basketball, and the Warriors come out with a full court press with it now. Hobscheid up now. Christine block right side. The Hobscheid on the high post, right side. Goes back over now to Steen block on the right wing. Steen block gets it right back up on top here now. Going to go off to Lamb. Lamb will drive, shoot, and score. Lamb gets that one to fall. She's got 7, 12-11. North Union lead down to 1 with 6:09 left to go in the first half. With it now, Stevens back off to Jones. Brings it right back up on top and resets the offense. Inside the Merrill, wide open, shoots in. It's going to be a foul. Going to be called on Addison Lamb as she made contact with her wrist. And Lamb picks up the foul. Number 2 on Lamb, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Olivia Merrill for North Union. Merrill with a couple of fouls thus far and no points, but she's hoping to add a couple here as she does with the first one. Olivia Merrill has her first notch in the scorebook, 13-11 now. Second free throw coming up here now for the senior, Olivia Merrill. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken here now by Coolers, Belmont Clemmy. Down court to Gabrielson. Shot put up by Coolers, blocked that time here now by Steinberger, and she gets the rebound off now to Ulrich, and Ulrich, a timeout called here now by North Union with 5:45 left to go in the first half. And our score, North Union 13, Belmont Clemmy 11, back with four from Armstrong in 1 minute.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. They have great nightly specials, including prime ribs Saturday nights. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them with your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of State Line Publications. State Line Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week, you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You can also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at State Line Publications. We've got you covered.
Back in Armstrong, 5:45 left to go in the first half. North Union 13 and Belmont Clemmy 11. Up on top with it now is Stevens. Getting it back off to Jones. She brings it right back up on top. Back to Stevens on the high post, left side. Stevens now, bounce pass inside to Ulrich. Now right back out to Stevens on the top of the key. Back out to Simon. Almost as if she recovers it, and they reset the offense. 10 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Here's Ulrich up on top now to Stevens. Back to Ulrich on the left side. Up on top, Stevens. 3 seconds left to go on the shot clock, and the shot ended up being an air ball, and getting the rebound, but not getting the shot off in time is Naomi Jones. It'll be a turnover on North Union. It goes back to Belmont Klebe with 5:15 left to go in the first half. For the basketball now will be Steenblok. Steenblok to the front court. Basket to our left. Here's Coolers right back up on top to Hobscheid. Hobscheid, they do some picking and rolling here. Up on top now will be Lamb. Lamb getting the pass underneath. Turn around jump shot. Lamb is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Warriors. They can't hang on to what goes underneath out of Coolers. She shoots so good, and she's fouled by Ava Steinberger. Ava picks up her first. The team's first of the half, of the quarter, I should say, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Addison Lamb here now for Belmont Klebe. First free throw for Lamb, I should say. Is that Coolers? I think that's Coolers. Yeah, it's Coolers. And she makes the first free throw. That's her first notch in the scorebook. 13-12. Warriors by one. Second free throw coming up here now for Kaylee Coolers. That one is up and good as well. And we're all tied up again at 13. 4:49 left to go here now in the first half. With it here now for North Union is Stevens, top of the key. Stevens now with it. Goes back out to Ulrich on the right wing. Ulrich looking inside to Merrill and taken away that time here now by Belmont Klebe. Down court. Up to Gabrielson. Up and in, and the Broncos take their first lead of the ball game, 15-13. With it now is Stevens. Top of the key here now for North Union. Back inside Walters. Back out to Ulrich on the right wing. Ulrich now with it. Right back up on top, Stevens. Stevens back inside this time. Fires back out to Jones. Long two left corner up and good, and we're tied up. Jones gets it to drop. She's got six in a 15-15 tie. Gabrielson down court to Hobscheid, right side. Right back up on top this time here now. And we had a collision, but Jones gets right back up here now. And she's struggling a little bit here. Trying to catch her breath or something. It looks like she's going to be okay. Just took a hard knock down to the ground here, so she's going to be okay with 3:53 left to go in the first half. 15-15 tie, North Union and Belmont Klebe off now. This time to Gabrielson. Gabrielson back out. Now going to go back inside the Coolers. Out on top, Gabrielson with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Up on top, Steenblok. Here is Lamb. Lamb does not get the shot off in time. Lamb does not get the shot off in time. Just a second turnover on Belmont Klebe with 3:33 left to go in the first half. And we're all tied up at 15. Stevens in the front court. Basket to our right this time here now for North Union. Giving it back out now to Jones. Jones back out to Ulrich on the left wing. Back to Jones. High post left side. Get it. Cross-court pass now going to be going to Stevens. Back out to Ulrich. She's picking and rolling. And now getting right back up on top. This time to Stevens. Back inside Walters. Turn around jump shot. Walters is good off the glass. Daly Walters gets that one to drop in and put the Warriors back up on top, 17-15. Down-court pass goes this time, Gabrielson. Here's Gabrielson now. Duffs now to Lamb underneath, shoots for the baseline, no good, and I believe it's going to be Jones getting a piece of her that time. So Naomi Jones picks up her first personal, team foul number two of the quarter. Back at the free throw line here now will be Addison Lamb here now for Belmont Klebe. And she takes a couple of dribbles, that one is up and good. Free throw drops that time here now for Lamb. And Lamb now up to 8, 17-16 Warriors. Second free throw coming up here now for Lamb. That one is up and in and out, no good. Rebound fought for and taken now by Walters, North Union. Down court to Jones in the front court. Basket to our right, up on top to Ulrich. Ulrich looking back inside. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by the Broncos. Here's Gabrielson shooting and missing. Rebound taken by Jones. Back to the front court. Basket to our right. Cross-court pass, Stevens. On the left wing, Stevens, cross-court pass now to Ulrich. Eyes of three, doesn't take it. Back over now to Walters on the left side. Gep on top here now to Stevens. High post right side now is Jones. Bring it back at center circle. Resets the offense out to Stevens. Left side, cross-court pass, three-pointer for Ulrich from the right corner is no good. Rebound taken this time here now by the Broncos. Going back inside, loose ball out of bounds. It's going to go back here now to Belmont Clemmy with 2:07 left to go in the first half. North Union 17, Belmont Clemmy 16 in this regional quarterfinal from Armstrong. It'll be Land to attempt the inbounds pass here this time here for Belmont Clemmy. Lamb getting it in now to Gabrielson. Back to Lamb for three. No good. Rebound Jones. She takes off to the front court. Basket to our right. Coast to coast up, and she blows the bunny. Rebound taken now by Belmont Clemmy. Gabrielson now front court. Back out to Hobbschneit right side. Up on top here now to Coolers. Back to Lamb on the left wing. Lamb to the baseline. Finds an opening. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Fought for and taken now by Walters. We got a foul. Hustle foul, I should say, this time here on Belmont Clemmy. Guilty of that one. It'll be Lamb. And Addison Lamb with three fouls with a minute 42 left to go here now in the first half. 17-16, North Union by one over Belmont Clemmy. Up on top to Stevens. Back over to Jones, left wing. Jones with the dribbles right back up on top. Jones getting it back out to Ulrich on the left wing. Up on top, Jones. Jones here now with it. Getting it back now to Stevens at center circle. 15 left on the shot clock. Back now to Merrill on the right wing. Merrill now with it to Stevens up on top with 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Back now to Walters, 5 seconds. Loose ball taken this time here now by Belmont Clemmy. Down court and right into the hands that time of Jones. Jones to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Jones up on top. Wants to get it off to Stevens, and she does. Stevens, top of the key. Back to Jones. Back to Stevens on the left side. Stevens back to Jones on the right side. Up on top, Stevens. Stevens now with it. Looking off to Ulrich on the left side. Brings it right back up on top. Inside Walters. Back out Jones, right side. Jones shoots and scores. Naomi gets that one to drop here for the Warriors. She's up to 8 and it's 19-16. With 30 seconds left to go in the first half, another takeaway here now for North Union. Here's Jones now. Merle Tiggins does go for just one shot here with 20 seconds left to go in the first half. Up on top now is going to be Jones. Brings it down to 15 seconds. Off now to Stevens. Back to Ulrich on the right wing. Loose basketball and out of bounds off of Belmont Clemmy. Back to North Union. Stevens will attempt the inbounds pass here now for North Union with 8.8 seconds left to go in the first half. Stevens in now to Jones in the front court. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, up on top. Fires back to Ulrich looking back inside. Maryland, she can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. It goes back to Belmont Clemmy with 0.7 seconds left to go in the first half. With a basketball with the inbounds attempt now by Addison Lamb. Lamb gets it into Hobbs. That's the first half. Our score at halftime. North Union 19, Belmont Clemmy 16. We'll come back with first half numbers from Armstrong in 3.5 minutes. You're listening to Warrior Regional Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
At PMC Advantage Insurance Services, we give you the advantage. We offer insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, crop hail, commercial, life, individual group health, and bonds and annuities. We're here to make sure you and your belongings are properly covered. We have over 50 companies offering insurance in all 50 states. Our offices are conveniently located in Algona, Burt, Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend. You can also find us at our website, pmca.agency, or call 515-295-9433.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Astro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high-yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. Hager Foods proudly serves the Bancroft and surrounding area. Their meat department is filled with a wide selection of beef, pork, and chicken. They pride themselves bringing you the freshest, most delicious produce at affordable prices. Their deli features the best meats, cheeses, and other goodies to satisfy your needs, along with Wonder Roast chickens. They're open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hager Foods is your hometown market in Bancroft. If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials along with burgers, ribeye, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, roast beef meals, and roast beef commercials, and so much more, along with your favorite beverages. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a breakfast buffet Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
And we're back in Armstrong. Again, our halftime score, North Union 19, Belmont Clemmie 16. It kind of mirrored the last time these two squads played down in Belmont, especially in that second half. Two tight defenses going up against each other here, and both teams having some shooting troubles during different times in the first half. It began Belmont Clemmie having some trouble shooting to begin with, and then as the second half progressed, they watched the North Union watch their lead diminish a little bit here. They got down by two at one point in the second quarter, and then they were able to regain the lead, and they are up here 19-16 here at halftime. As we take a look here at the numbers, first of all, for Belmont Clemmie, 4 points for Quinn Gabrielson, 2 for Kaylee Coolers, 8 points for Addison Lamb, and 2 for Chloe Hobscheid, a total of 16 points for Belmont Clemmie. Now for North Union, the Warriors, Shaylee Walters with 2. Ainsley Ulrich with 5. They are keeping her at bay through most of the game here. Whenever Ulrich gets open, and she's been known to bomb some threes here, and they're keeping a close eye on Ulrich, and she only has 5 points here in the first half. Libby Stevens with 3. 1 point here for Olivia Merrill, and leading all scorers here with 8 points is Naomi Jones, a total of 19 here for North Union. 19-16, North Union up on top at the half. We're back with more at the half from Armstrong in 3.5 minutes. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
Hi, this is Kim Nielsen from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. We are your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with us about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. We are devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give us a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by our office along Highway 9 in Armstrong, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong.
At Artsway Manufacturing, people are the most important factor when it comes to building and maintaining a thriving, innovative company. For over 65 years, Artsway is how work gets done. Artsway is looking for hardworking welders, robotic welder operators, CNC operators, assembly workers, and part-time workers. $1,500 to $2,000 sign-on bonus, $15 to $22 an hour pay based on experience, healthcare benefits, paid leave, and 401k matching program comes with the full-time positions. Apply online at artsway.com.eoe.
Deitering Brothers in Bancroft invites you to take a look at the Landall 6231 Tandem Disc. Equipped with an aggressive 20-degree front gang angle and standard concavity blades with approximately 210 pounds of weight per blade, this enables the unit to penetrate tough ground conditions and mix heavy residue while still doing an excellent job of finish disking. Backed by a 3-year warranty, it will prove to be a wise investment. Stop in and see the Landall 6231 disc at Deitering Brothers in Bancroft.
Bank Plus, service you can bank on.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Estherville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
Plenty of opportunities await students who attend North Union schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
We provide an opportunity for all the students, such thing as 21st century skills. We're on the cusp of all of our students having a one-to-one opportunity with technology, either with a Chromebook or an iPad. We have opportunities as FFA. We have our FCS program that has what's called a Silver Spoons restaurant. You know, I mean, this is unique opportunities to help build those skills for our students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Creaming a delicious home-cooked meal, then head down to the North Star Restaurant Lounge in Fenton. Try any of their daily lunch specials and their evening specials, including a chicken buffet Tuesdays, tacos and pizza Wednesdays, wings Thursdays, hand-breaded pollock Fridays, and prime ribs Saturdays, along with other great weekend specials. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Get your order to go, and they can cater your special event. Meet your friends for food and drinks at North Star Restaurant Lounge in Benton.
One of your most important investments is your vehicle. If you need work done on your vehicle, the place to go is the Armstrong Service Center in Armstrong. The Armstrong Service Center is your tire headquarters with great low prices. Bring your vehicle in for any repair work from a service job to a wheel alignment. The Armstrong Service Center is also your Sinclair dealer. Give them a call at 712-868-3142. The Armstrong Service Center at the corner of Highways 9 and 15 in Armstrong.
Are you self-employed, a farmer, a small business owner? Do you want to provide yourself and employees with premium health insurance that they can afford? Look no further. Cornerstone Insurance offers group health insurance for small businesses down to one employee. Call me, Shanna Carlin, with Cornerstone Insurance in Estherville at 712-362-0319 to find out how I can help you find a plan that works for your small business. I'm available to answer your questions and to walk through the process to make sure you and your employees are getting a plan that meets your needs.
If you're looking for an experienced auction company to conduct your auction, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Felsch Auctioneers of Fairmont has a combined experienced team of over 100 years. Auctioneers Jerry Clark, Dave Gurdett, and Steve Felsch are here to help you. Whether it's a farmland, farm equipment, house, household, or antiques auction, contact Jerry, Dave, or Steve for a free consultation. Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Felsch Auctioneers of Fairmont.
A big bank can deliver the products you need and the convenience you expect. A small bank can make you feel like family. At Fidelity Bank and Trust, we don't think you should have to choose. Your hometown bankers have roots here. We understand the community and why you want to live here, because we live here too. We're big enough to deliver, yet small enough to care. Fidelity Bank and Trust, your hometown bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft wishes the North Union Warriors good luck in the tournaments.
And we are back in Armstrong, just about set for the second half to get underway between North Union and Belmont Clemmy in this regional quarterfinal of girls basketball here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM KBEW Bloor, Minnesota. The Broncos have it. Coolers getting it back off the Hobsite. Hobsite back up on top this time now. 2, Gabrielson back out. Now the Coolers on the right wing, right back up on top, steam block to Hobscheid. Hobscheid gets it back over to Gabrielson. She puts it up from 12. From the left side, no good. Rebound taken here now by North Union. Jones bringing it up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time to Stevens. On the high post, dribbles it right back up on top. Taken now by Ulrich. Ulrich now with it. Back over to Stevens on the right wing. Stevens up on top here now to Jones. To Ulrich. Back inside to Steinberger. Loose basketball and a throw. Both teams end up turning it over. Now the Warriors have it. Here's Stevens, bounce pass inside to Steinberger, up and in off the glass. Nice move that time by the Warriors. Steinberger gets her first two of the scorebook, and it's 21-16, North Union now by 5. Here's Gabrielson driving, shooting, no good. Rebound Lamb, back out to Hobscheid. Hobscheid will try a 3. That's good from the near side. Hobscheid gets it to drop. She's got 5. And it's 21-19, Warriors hanging on to a 2-point lead. Stevens out to Jones. High post, right side. Right back up on top is Ulrich. Ulrich here now with it for North Union. Getting it off to Stevens on top. Fires back out to Jones. Takes the baseline from the right side. Up and in. That just rolls right in that time for Jones. And she's got 10, 23, 19. Back up to a 4-point lead for North Union. Off to Hobscheid, right corner. Back inside Gabrielson. Shoots and scores underneath. Gabrielson now up to 6. It's 23-21, North Union up by 1. Stevens, top of the key, back out to Jones. Brings it right back up on top. Back over to Stevens on the right side. Stevens up on top, Jones. Jones, inside now to Merrill. Easy up and in that time for Olivia Merrill. Merrill finally has her first field goal of the night. 25-21, Warriors by 4. Hobscheid up on top to Steenblok. Steenblok now with it. Back out on top now to Coolers. Back to Hobscheid on the right wing. She'll try another 3. That one's good. Hobscheid for 3. Back-to-back 3s for Hobscheid. And the Warriors lead cut to 1, 25-24. 5.5 left to go third quarter. Taken now by Stevens. High post left side. Out to the wing now to Ulrich. Up on top, Stevens. Stevens back out now to Jones on the right wing. Cross-court pass taken now by Steinberger. Back to Stevens, and she loses it out of bounds. Turnover number 11 here now on North Union with 5:17 left to go here now in the third quarter. North Union hanging on to a 25-24 lead over Belmont Clemmie in this regional quarterfinal. With it here now is Hobscheid. Back now up on top to Lamb. Hobscheid will try a 3 and drain it. Back-to-back three-pointers for Chloe Hobscheid, and the Broncos up on top 27-25. With it here back inside, Jones shooting and scoring. Naomi Jones now up to 12, 27-27 tie. Full court press applied by North Union, getting it off to Gabrielson. Gabrielson loses the basketball, picked up that time here now by Fish. She can't hang on to it, and that takeaway down goes to Olivia Merrill. We go the other way. We got ourselves a timeout on the court. And we'll step aside as well with 4:36 left to go in the third. A 27-27 tie, North Union and Belmont Clemmie. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back here in Armstrong, 4:36 left to go in the third quarter, a 27-27 tie between North Union and Belmont Clemmie in this region quarterfinal, and it'll be Warrior basketball, getting it back off now to Jones on the high post, left side. Jones, cross-court pass back over to Stevens, now right side. Stevens brings it right back up on top, off to Jones, left wing. Jones now with it, back out to Ulrich on the left wing. Ulrich back inside Jones, back out to Ulrich. She tries a 3, got it! Ainsley Ulrich, overdue for a 3-pointer as she gets one. Traveling on Belmont Clemmie. Traveling on Belmont Clemmie at the center line. It'll go back to North Union. Warriors back up on top 30-27 with 4:10 left to go for third quarter. Stevens on top. Back out to Jones. Now right side. Jones fires back out to Ulrich. She takes the baseline inside Ulrich. Back out to Walters. Back to Stevens. Left corner. Back out on top Walters. Walters back over now to Jones on the high post. Right side brings it right back up on top. Back over to Walters now on the right side. Up on top Jones. Fires back to Ulrich on the left side. Up on top here now. Jones back over to Walters. Walters back over to a wide open Ulrich for three. Got it! Ainsley Ulrich for three. Back-to-back threes. She's got 11. The Warriors up on top by six. 33-27. Back inside now. This time Gabrielson goes in, shoots, and scores. Gabrielson now up to eight. 33-29. The Warrior lead down to four. Up on top here now is Stevens. Off to Jones, also on top. Jones now with it. Back over to Walters. Looking back inside. Loose basketball, but taken right back by Ulrich. She puts it up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Lamb. Down court now to Gabrielson. Gabrielson, she loses it. Taken away that time here now by Ulrich. Off this time now to Jones. Jones, twist, turn, shoot. No good, but she's going to the free throw line. So back-to-back turnovers on that particular play. And Jones will go to the free throw line for a pair here now for North Union. Guilty of the foul will be Steenblok here for Belmont Clemmie. Her first, the team's first of the second half. And the first free throw for Jones is good. Naomi up to 13, 34-29. Second free throw coming up here now for Naomi Jones is up and good. Back-to-back free throws. Jones, timeout for the Broncos. Will step aside as well with 2:56 left to go in the third. It's North Union 35, Belmont Clemmie 29. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
2:56 left to go in the third. North Union 35, Belmont Clemmie 29 in the region quarterfinal. The winner has a date with either Pocahontas area or Emmitsburg. And if it's North Union, we're back here for that Friday night. As it will be, Lamb will accepting the inbounds pass here now for Belmont Clemmie. Lamb gets that one in now to Gabrielson, back to Lamb, back to Gabrielson. Down court pass taken away by Jones. 2-on-1 break. Jones up and in. Jones coming on fire here now for North Union. She's up to 16. Ball knocked out of bounds. This time goes back here now to Belmont Clemmie. 2:41 left to go in the third. 37-29. North Union up on top by 8. Inbounds pass goes to Gabrielson. Front court basket to our right. Brings it to the top. Now gets it off now to Lamb up on top. Lamb with it here now for Belmont Clemmie. Off now to Gabrielson, high post right side. Gabrielson looking, fires back out to Lamb in the right corner. Lamb will go to the baseline or try to go to the baseline. Now goes to Gabrielson up on top. Here's a three-point attempt that time by Morris is no good. The rebound taken by North Union. Down court pass to Ulrich on the right wing. She goes to the baseline wide open underneath as Walters up and in. Walters up and in for North Union. She's got four. Double-digit lead for the Warriors, 39-29. 2 minutes left to go in the third. Goes back this time here now. Inside to Gabrielson, and she will be fouled. Gabrielson fouled that time. I think Libby Stevens got a piece of her, and she did. Libby Stevens with her first personal, first team foul here of the quarter for North Union. With a minute 54 left to go in the third. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be taken now. Here's a shot put up. No good by Gabrielson. Knocked out of dumps. It's going to be recovered. And now taken by the Broncos. Lamb shoots no good. And we got a whistle and a foul. I think Lamb ended up getting a piece of Jones that time. And she did. Madison Lamb now up to four. She'll have to come out. And back in here now, we'll actually in for the first time, Nevi McMurray into the ball game here now for Addison Lamb for Belmont Clemmie. Broncos The Broncos down by 10 to the Warriors, 39-29. With it here now is Stevens on the high post, right side. Back out to Jones, high post, left side. Jones here now with it. Up on top here now to Ulrich. Back to Jones. Inside Merrill. Dribbles. Turns around. Shoots. Misses an easy layup on the rebound. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on North Union. Whistle and a foul called here now on the Warriors. And guilty of that one will be number 12. That is Libby Stevens. Her second team foul of the quarter for the Warriors with a minute 28 left to go in the third. With it here now is going to be Gabrielson. Getting it back out this time here now to Morris up in the front court. Basket to our right. Underneath, loose basketball now picked up this time here now by North Union. The Broncos with their 10th turnover now up on top to Stevens. Back out to Ulrich for three. No good. Rebound goes to Merrill. Merrill back to Ulrich. She'll try a three again. That one's good. Ulrich drains another three-pointer. That's her third three in this quarter, 42-29. Warriors opening up a 13-point lead over Belmont Clemmy. They get it to the front court now. Goes down to Hobscheid, to the baseline, shoots, no good, airballs it. Rebound taken this time here now by Jones. Down court now to Stevens, up on top to Jones. Jones back out, Walters for three, got it! Walters, three-pointer, seven for Walters. Warriors opening up a 16-point lead. 45-29, 27 seconds left to go in the third. Hobscheid up on top this time to Coolers. Back out this time. Three, this time for Gabrielson is an air ball. Rebound taken now here by Jones. Down court to Walters. 13 seconds. Wide open shot underneath is good. That time here now by Stevens. And she'll go to the free throw line. Libby Stevens to the free throw line. She's got five. And it's 47-29. North Union up on top. And she's got a chance to complete a three-point play here for North Union with 11.1 seconds left to go in the third. North Union getting hot here in the third quarter for a three-point play. Now Libby Stevens now for North Union. She will put it up, and she will miss it. Rebound taken now by Walters. 10 seconds left to go. Ulrich for three. No. Rebound. Libby Stevens left. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Broncos, taken away by Ulrich, and she kicks it back in, and it's no good, but a great quarter for the Warriors, and they're up 47-29 after three quarters. We're back with the fourth quarter from Armstrong in 1 minute here on KBEW.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
47-29, North Union up on top, and we have the beginning of the fourth quarter, and the Warriors have the ball. Here's Ulrich now over on the right wing, and she's fouled that time here now by Gabrielson, number two on Quinn. First foul of the quarter here now for Belmont Clemmy. We have Merrill and Jones back in. Then we also have coming out Nielsen and Stevens here now for the Warriors. 47-29, North Union. Up on top here as we begin the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass. Stevens goes back out to Ulrich, right side. Ulrich fires back out to Jones, up on top. Back down to Ulrich. Inside Walters bringing it right back out this time. Up on top, Ulrich. Ulrich back out to Jones. Three, corner, left side. Good! Jones, 19 points. 50-29. Back up to a 21. Actually, this is the Warriors' biggest lead at 21. Up on top this time here now with three. for Lamb is good as Addison Lamb drains a three. That is 11 for her. 50-32, North Union up on top. Up on top here now is Ulrich. Ulrich now with it. Looking inside to Walters. Walters, turnaround shot for Walters is no good. Rebound Lamb for Belmont Clemmy. Down court. This time Gabrielson, and she will be fouled on the floor here this time here now by Naomi Jones. A shot-saving foul for Jones that time with 7:05 left to go now in the contest. North Union hanging on to a 50-32 lead over Belmont Clemmy. Libby Stevens will come in now for Ainsley Ulrich for North Union. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Addison Lamb. Lamb with it now, getting it back out, and a foul going to be called here now on Naomi Jones. Jones picking up her third foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Union, 50-32. North Union leading Belmont Clemmy in this regional quarterfinal matchup. Right back up on top is Lamb underneath. Gabrielson shooting, no good. Rebound taken by Walters. Front court basket to our left. Off to the Stevens on the left side. Brings it right back up on top. And looking inside that time for Steinberger, losing it out of bounds. It'll go back here now to Belmont Clemmy. Timeout on the court by Dr. Myrtle Tickus, and we'll step aside as well with 6:48 left to go in the game. Our score, North Union 50, Belmont Clemmy 32. Back with more from Armstrong in 1 minute.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Brad Eichenberger at 515-320-2055 or Wade Mueller at 515-777-8056. Your local Pioneer sales professionals at Eichenberger Seeds, serving Ledyard and Lakota. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
Stateline Cooperative is accepting applications for a feed truck driver at our Alpha Feed Mill, working a 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift. Applications are available at any of our locations. This is a full-time position with full-time benefits, including competitive wages, health, life, dental, and vision insurance, PTO, paid holidays, 401k, and clothing allowance. Applicants must have a Class A CDL. Pre-employment drug screens are required for all full and part-time positions. Stateline Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
6:45 left to go in the game. 50-32, North Union up on top. Belmont Clemmy has the basketball. Hopscheid, right corner. Up on top to Steenblok, and taken now, this time by Gabrielson. Up to Hopscheid, right back up on top, this time to Lamb. Lamb loses the basketball, but a foul from behind here, I believe, will be on Libby Stevens. No, it's actually going to be on Ainsley Ulrich. Her first, team's third of the quarter with 6:27 left to go in the game. 50-32, North Union up on top in this regional quarterfinal from Armstrong. Taken out by Steenblok. Steenblok gets that back out this time here. Here's a shot from the left side. Is good that time here now by Addison Lamb. Lamb now up to 13 points. Or check that Hopscheid up to 13 points. Gabrielson up to 13 points, rather. I'll get it right. 13 here for Gabrielson. And it's 50-34. North Union up on top. Stevens now right side. Brings it back to the top of the key now for North Union. Gets it far over this time. Knocked out of bounds that time by the Broncos. It goes back to the Warriors with 5:55 left to go in the game. 50-34. North Union up on top. Stevens, inbounds pass this time, goes now to Jones, back out to Stevens, right side, up on top Jones, wide open underneath is Ulrich up and in. Ainsley Ulrich up to 16, 52-34 Warriors by 18. Up on top here now Lamb, Lamb now with it, getting it back to Steenblok. Steenblok gets it back to Hopscheid. Hopscheid out now to Coolers, up on top, almost loses it, that time is going to be Gabrielson. Here is Lamb driving, shooting, no good. Rebound taken by Jones. Back out to Ulrich. Waits for her team to get down court. Fires back now to Walters. Up on top, Stevens with 5:14 left to go in the game. 52-34, 18-point lead for North Union. They have the basketball. Back at center circle is Stevens. Stevens here now with it. brings it right back up on top. Back over now to Jones, kicking the baseline. Underneath this time to Merrill. Shot up and good that time. It rolls right in that time here now for Merrill. She's got five and a timeout on the court, and we'll step aside as well with 4:51 left to go in the game. It's North Union 54, Belmont Clemmy 34. Back with more from Armstrong in 1 minute.
One thing I truly believe is the importance of taking care of our veterans. Hi, this is Dr. Shane Tafe of Tafe Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona. And I have found that many veterans are unaware that as part of your VA benefits, you can receive chiropractic care at no cost to you. As a preferred VA provider, we can help you navigate this process. Give us a call at 515-575-9123 to see how we can help you stay feeling your best. Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's other store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's other store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
4:42 left to go in the game. North Union 54 and Belmont Clemmy 34 in this regional quarterfinal. Here's a three from the left side. First team block, no good. Rebound Jones. Down court to Stevens. Basket to our left here this time. Stevens fires back out to Jones. Can't hang on to it. Out of bounds. Goes back here now to Belmont Clemmy with 4.5 left to go in the game and a 54-34 lead for North Union over the Broncos. Inbounds pass goes this time to Gabrielson to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Gabrielson now with it, getting it back off to Lamb. Lamb back at center circle. Lamb with it here now, looking right back up on top. Steen block. She'll try another three. That one's no good. Rebound tipped and taken. And the shot by Belmont Clemmy, no good. Rebound to North Union. We have a foul, I believe, called on Steen block, if I'm not mistaken, here on Belmont Clemmy. Yep, Steenblock guilty of that one. And Bailey Steenblock picking up her second with 4:09 left to go in the ball game. Second quarter foul here now on Belmont Clemmy. Here's Stevens now with it. On the high post right side, up on top to Jones. High post left side, up on top now will be Ulrich. They do some picking and rolling. Up on top now to Stevens. Stevens, they're trying to work the clock down. Stevens. Underneath, Ulrich up. Oh, misses the easy layup. Rebound, Stevens puts it back up. That's no good. The rebound taken here now by the Broncos. Lamb to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Lamb getting it back, trying to get rid of it. Now back out to Coolers. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Coolers. And it will be North Union basketball. Turnover number 11 now on Belmont Clemmy. 3.5 left to go in the game. 54-34 North Union up on top. Stevens, top of the key here now for the Warriors. Getting it off now to Ulrich. Ulrich will go back out to the left, to the right side, I should say. Up on top here now to Jones. Jones to the baseline, shoots, no good, but she's fouled. She draws the foul and she'll go to the free throw line for North Union. Guilty of that one, it will be Quinn Gabrielson, number three on Quinn, number three team-wise here in the quarter for Belmont Clemmy. And a pair for Naomi Jones. First free throw is good. Naomi Jones up to 20, 55-34. Second free throw coming up here now for the 5'7" senior Naomi Jones. Good. Up to 21 now for Naomi Jones. 56-34, North Union up on top with 3:10 left to go in the game. With it here now, with a three-point attempt. It's no good. This time off of Lamb, out of bounds. It goes back here now to North Union with 3:04 left to go in the game. Libby Stevens will attempt the inbounds pass. She does to Walters. Back out to Stevens. Back out to Walters. Walters to the front court. Basket to our left. Stevens, right? Gets it right back here now, top of the key with 2:54 left to go in the game. Walders here now with it, off now to Jones. Jones out to the right side, up on top now is Walders. Walders now with it, back to Stevens on top. They're trying to kill some clock once again is North Union. A pick and roll up on top. Now we're down to 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Here is Jones getting it right back up on top to Stevens with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. A shot put up that time is no good. They're going to keep playing as it bounced off the rim. Rebound Merrill back up and no good. The rebound taken here now by Belmont Clemmy. Down court to Gabrielson. Off the steam block on the high post right side to Hobscheid. Here's a three-point attempt this time by Lamb up and good. Addison Lamb up and good. Lamb up to 14 points, and it's 56-37. North Union up on top, and now here's Ulrich underneath, up and in. Ainsley Ulrich up and in. She's got 18, 58-37, back up to a 21-point lead for North Union. Knocked away that time by Jones, but she's going to end up being out of bounds. It goes back here now to Belmont Clemmy. With a minute 46 left to go in the game, North Union, a minute 46, I should say, away from the regional semifinal right back here in Armstrong Friday night. Two in, two out for Belmont Clemmy as they're starting to go to the bench here a little bit. Is Belmont Clemmy. Inbounds pass goes to Gabrielson up in the front court, basket to our right. Gabrielson, top of the key, gets it back out this time here now. To number 20, that is Nivy McMurray. We got a whistle and a foul here on North Union, so that'll be so the next buzzer will be three in, three out for Belmont Clemmy. Guilty of the foul will be Olivia Merrill, her third, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Belmont Clemmy. First one is up by Morris and no good. And three in, three out now for the Broncos. As 34, 42, and 3 in now for Belmont Clemmy. Number 3 is Chloe Briggs, 5'7" senior. Also in, Callie Miller, a senior. Don't have a height for her. And we also have in 34, Linnea Smith, 5'8" senior. 2 in, 2 out for North Union. Steinberger and Hannah Nielsen back in with 94 seconds left to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Kaylin Morris, that one is up and good. Morris gets that one to drop. That's her first notch in the scorebook. 58-38. Three new Warriors will come in at the next buzzer. Here's Stevens up on top with it here now. Stevens now back at center circle, trying to kill some more clock here as Ulrich has it. Going back out to the right side. Ulrich right back up on top here now to Jones, up on top. We have got a quick timeout here. Four in, four out now for North Union. Four in and four out for North Union. And coming in here now will be number 14, Alyssa Welbig. And we also have in there as well, number 13, Macy Bierstedt in the ball game. Also Avery Walstead, number 20, in there as well. With 70 seconds left to go, Alexis Cummins in the ball game as well, up on top. And Alyssa mentioned Alyssa Welbig. She has it now. Fires back out to Nielsen. Long two in and out and right back in again here for North Union. Right back in that time here now. For, let's see here, that was Hannah Nielsen with her first deuce of the night. 60-38, North Union up on top. Belmont Clemmy basketball. With it here now is Linnea Smith. And Linnea underneath, getting it back out on top this time here now to Kaylin Morris. Kaylin around the perimeter to number 42, Kaylee Miller, or Callie Miller, I should say. Here's a three-point attempt by Morris is no good. Rebound to Walstead for North Union. Off to Cummins with 20 seconds left to go in the game, and North Union will advance to the region semifinal Friday night. Here's Walstead on the high post, left side, up on top this time now to Welbig. Welbig now with the top of the key, getting it back out. This time to Bierstedt, back out to Walstead. And the Warriors will end up losing it out of bounds. And 3.5 seconds left to go in the game, and the Warriors are off to the region semifinal Friday night. Inbounds pass this time. We'll go to the Broncos, and that's it. That's it. North Union advances to the region semifinal Friday night, and they finally get that monkey off their back for dropping the first game of the region tournament 4 years in a row, and they are off to the region semifinal coming up here on Friday night. We'll take our final timeout and come back with the wrap-up here from Armstrong in 2 minutes. You're listening to Warrior Regional Basketball on KBEW.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Revocable Living Trust, Health Care Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
And we are back in Armstrong as we wrap things up here for tonight as the Warriors of North Union take care of the Belmont Clemmie Broncos tonight. Final score 60-38. It was a tight first half. North Union only led by three at halftime, 19-16. And then the Warriors came out on fire in that third quarter. They were up 47-29 after three. And then the final score 60-38. North Union victorious tonight over Belmont Clemmie. Let's look at the numbers here. First of all, for the Broncos, we have 1 point here for Keelan Morris, 2 points for Kaylee Coolers, 11 here for Chloe Hobscheit, 13 for Quinn Gabrielson, and leading the way here for the Broncos with 14 points was Addison Lamb. And they lose quite a few seniors off of this year's squad at Belmont Clemmie, Chloe Briggs, as well as Bailey Steenblock, Addison Lamb, Linnea Smith, Callie Miller, Chloe Hobscheit, and Brianna Medina. And North Union picking up the win here tonight. Let's take a look at the numbers for North Union. They were very impressive here tonight. We have two apiece here for Ava Steinberger and Hannah Nielsen. We have five for Olivia Merrill. 7 points here for Shaylee Walters off the bench. As I mentioned, five here. I don't think I mentioned this one, but Libby Stevens having five. Then 18 points here for Ainsley Ulrich. She was only held to five in the first half. She picked up back-to-back-to-back three-pointers in that third quarter, and then a couple more field goals in the fourth, giving her a total of 18. And Naomi Jones also hot in the third quarter. She only had eight as of halftime. She picked up eight more in the third quarter and five more in the fourth to pick up 21 points to lead all scorers here for North Union with 21 points. Final score 60-38 in favor of North Union. They move on to the region semifinal. We'll have it for you Friday night on 98 Country, beginning about 6:35 with the pregame show. And the opening tip-off is at 7 coming up here on Friday night against either Pocahontas area or Emmitsburg. Good luck here, first of all, to to Gavin Morphew, from the wrestler from North Union, the 144-pound wrestler who qualified for the state wrestling meet. And the 1A meet, I believe, gets underway here on Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena. So good luck here to Gavin Morphew, the wrestler at 145 who qualified for state here last Saturday in Lake Mills. Good luck also to the North Union boys basketball team. We are not going to be able to bring you that game on Thursday night because of Minnesota playoff wrestling. However, good luck here to the Warriors of North Union. They'll be hosting Alta Aurelia here in Armstrong. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off on Thursday night. And good luck to the Warrior boys here as they move on in district play. Then we'll be back here on the air on Friday night at 7. And it will be North Union taking on either Pocahontas area or Emmitsburg in that region semifinal Friday night, 7 o'clock over on 98.1 FM. Our thanks to all of our wonderful North Union Sports Club sponsors. Thanks to Kimberly back at her studios in Blue Earth, and thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, the final score, the North Union Warriors move on with a 17-5 record with a 60-38 win over the Broncos of Belmont Clemmy. For KBEW and KBEW98country.com Sports, I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from Armstrong.
You've been listening to North Union Warrior Tournament Sports, brought to you by Bank Midwest of Armstrong, Main Street Pub of Bancroft, Stateline Publications, PMC Advantage Insurance Services of Algona, Burke, Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend, Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft, Hager Foods of Bancroft, Johansson's Cafe of Bancroft, Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, Greg Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft, Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong, Archway Manufacturing Company of Armstrong, Dietering Brothers Implement of Bancroft, Bank Plus of Sway City and Ledyard, the North Union Community Schools, North Star Restaurant and Lounge of Fenton, Armstrong Service Center of Armstrong, Cornerstone Insurance Services of Sway City and Esterville, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City, and Steve Thausch Auctioneers of Fairmont, Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft, East Chain LP Gas, Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona, Eichenberger Pioneer Seeds serving Lakota and Ledyard, Stateline Cooperative, Tafe Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front, Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, and by M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth.
KBEW, Blue Earth, serving America's wealthiest farm area with local news, sports, and weather every day. KBEW.
Thank you. Leonard Skinner's Sweet Home Alabama, as we're going to keep the music rolling with Prince, The Cars, and Phil Collins' Take Me Home.
I'm a lonely, lonely man. is deep, yeah. You always knew to wear it well, and you look so fancy, I can tell. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep.
AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
The best classic hits.
Yeah.
Prince, I Would Die for You, and Rick Burton. Okay, have our strange and unusual file. A dragon sculpture made of approximately 38,000 balloons at a Hong Kong shopping mall was awarded the Guinness World Record. Balloon artist C's Ty Wilson Pang and Kun Lang Ho led more than 60 volunteers in constructing the sculpture. The finished dragon measured 137 feet long, and that earned the Guinness World Record for the largest balloon sculpture of a dragon. So there you go. Billy Joel on the way. Pilot and Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive, up next.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
This February, every plate is sharing the love with $1 steaks every week and meals starting at only $1.49. You do a lot, so let every plate take care of the meal planning and the groceries. You'll get fresh ingredients and foolproof recipes delivered right to your door. Plus, get 10 ounces of juicy ranch steak for just $1 in your weekly box. Get started with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. That's two $1 steaks per week for new subscribers while active. Everyplate.com, code MSJ49.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for four lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with four lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
It's all the same.
This is KBEW, 1560 AM and 95.3 FM.
All the waiters in your grand cafe leave their tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every day. Every truck must have his drink. Don't wait for answers, just take your chances. Don't ask me why. Fighting fire with fire. You are still the victim of the accidents you lead. Sure as I'm a victim of desire. Yeah, yeah, you're all the servants in your new hotel. Throw their roses at your feet. Oh, fool them all, but baby, I can tell. You're no stranger to the streets. Don't ask for favors, don't talk to strangers, don't ask me why.
Listen for the latest world and national news from the CBS Radio Network at the top of each hour on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Been away.